This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. We come to this beautiful time in Ramadan. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha reported, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, I asked him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I know which night is Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah in this night? If I know which is Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah? Rasulullah said, Quli Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. He said, say, O Allah, you are pardoning, you love to forgive, so forgive me. You are the forgiver, you love to forgive, so forgive me. This is in Sunan An-Tirmidhi. My brothers and sisters, first of all, in this, see this beautiful dua. Also, we understand here that Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha is saying, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what does it mean? It means that Laylatul Qadr, we don't know which night it is. We know this, the hadith, Rasulullah came out, there were two people who were arguing. He said, Allah had told me the specific night, but Allah made me forget thanks to your argument. But alhamdulillah, in this there is khair for you. Search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then he said, in those last 10 nights, the odd nights. So now, don't get into these arguments and controversies about is it on the 27th, is it on the 25th, and so on and so forth. We have this cultural thing, 27th is considered to be Laylatul Qadr. Nobody knows that. If somebody is saying that Laylatul Qadr is of is exactly on the 27th night or whichever night, then this person is speaking with ignorance. The person does not know. They are ignorant people who are saying that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did not say that. There is no hadith to say that Laylatul Qadr is on 27th. Find me the hadith if somebody has got that. Nobody has got that. So whoever else said it is their own interpretation. There is no need for those interpretations. We search for this night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and in those last 10 nights, in the last odd nights, follow the sunnah, follow the hadith. No need to invent, no need to become more clever than we think we are. Right? Follow that. And then, in this night, what must we do? Make this dua all the time, but especially in this night. Seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tu, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna, which is all of us. Right? Make this dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmat.